Brothers and sisters, this is the kid. He testifying for Smokey the Bear. You can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree. Cause the good kid is climbing and the beautiful to see. You just have to look around, you find it's not a joke. See what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. A prowling and a growling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire lord before it starts to flame. That's why we call him Smokey, that's how we got his name. People, only you can prevent a forest fire. I said Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. A prowling and a growling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire lord before it starts to flame. That's why we call him Smokey, that was how we got his name.
Good evening once again. This is Dave's Record Collection, approaching the last hour of our time together here on Saturday. Saturdays from 6 to 10 p.m. Tonight we are celebrating Fathers in memory of Dave Sr. and in honor of my three sons and my grandson. Janis Joplin in the background with Pearl from the Pearl Sessions. Blood Orange is leaving us off. Very great album, The Crying Tree. We heard Crying Tree from that album. Kim Ritchie, another one from Sail Away, the songs of Randy Newman. We heard Texas Girl at the Funeral of Her Father. Duke's Stratosphere gave us Brainiac's Daughter from Sonic Sunspot. And Loudon Wainwright III with Filer Dialogue from Grown Man, 1995. And a young Martha helping him out there. Jack Cassidy, Daddy's Little Girl from Dream Factor. Ivan Neville on the lead vocal there. And Hank Dogs, great band. They only did a couple albums. I think they released something fairly new here a couple years ago. Daddy's Arms is what we heard from Bareback, released in 1999. Also released in 1999, we heard Taryn Evans of Donna the Buffalo. Daddy Said So from her album Mule to Ride. And that's what we've been listening to. We've got another hour, probably uninterrupted until, excuse me, so we can get everything in here coming up. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection. Only here on WMEC-FM College Park. Miss this broadcast or any other, go to wmec.umd.edu. Stay tuned. Thank you. WMEC-FM College Park.
You know something, Dickie?
What?
I had to grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man, to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. He went around doing a lot of things.
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar, he wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat, he wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor, the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist, what do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar, he wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat, he wears anthropologist shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist, the same as my old man.
My old man's a refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar. He wears a refrigerator repairman's hat. He wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat. He wears a refrigerator shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads a Playboy.
If I can,
I'm gonna be a refrigerator repairman.
Same as my old man.
What do you think about that? Boy, you gotta be pretty sharp with it.
I tell you, Tommy, you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
Certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does.
My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Let's hope not.
He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's collar. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's hat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening, he reads the cotton picking news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker, the same as my old man.
I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. I was barely 17, and I once killed a boy with a Fender guitar. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it had a heart of chrome and a voice like a horny angel. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it wasn't at all easy. It required the perfect combination of the right power chords and the precise angle from which to strike. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, and the blood was zoo, dark and rich, like wild berries. The blood of the guitar was Chuck Berry red. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, but it rung out beautifully. And I was able to play notes that I had never even heard before. So, I took my guitar and I smashed it against the wall. I smashed it against the floor. I smashed it against the body of a varsity cheerleader. Smashed it against the hood of a car. Smashed it against the 1981 Harley Davidson. The Harley howled in pain. The guitar howled in heat. And I ran up the stairs to my parents' bedroom. Mommy and Daddy were sleeping in the moonlight. Slowly I opened the door, creeping in the shadows right up to the foot of their bed. I raised the guitar high above my head, and just as I was about to bring the guitar crashing down upon the center of the bed, my father woke up screaming, "Stop! Wait a minute! Stop it, boy! What do you think you're doing? That's no way to treat an expensive musical instrument!" And I said, "God damn it, Daddy! You know I love you, but you got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll!"
Supper's on and the thrill is gone, but something's taking place. Yeah, the food is cold and your wife feels old, but all hands fold as the two-year-old says grace. She says, "Help the starving children to get well. But let my brother's hamster burn in hell. Love your wife and kids, just like your dad did, just like your dad did, yeah, just like your dad did, just like your dad did." Thank you.
every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed and you crawl out of bed and you crawl out of bed. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And you look out the moon where the window is and the stars shine and the stars shine and the stars shine. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And way down below in the sun belt and the telephones and the telephones and the telephones. And you look out the moon where the window is. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And some of us breathe in the brown ground where the worms clown, where the worms clown, where the worms clown. Way down below in the sun belt. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And every night when you lay down, you fall flat, you fall flat, you fall flat. Some of us breathe in the brown ground every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. So we're all asleep in the same dream, in the snort fort, in the snort fort, in the snort fort. And every night when you lay down, every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Santa Claus modified snow peas on the sunroofs, on the sunroofs, on the sunroofs. So we're all asleep in the same dream every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. If you look in the mirror, it's your father's face and a thin grin and a thin grin and a thin grin. And Santa Claus pulling up snow peas every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And there's tears in the bank and a credit card in the backyard and the backyard and the backyard. If you look in the mirror, it's your father's face every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Once in a while when the wind blows and the heart whines and the heart whines and the heart whines, there's tears in the bank and a credit card every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. But there's lint in the pocket and a breath mint or a car key or a car key or a car key. Once in a while when the wind blows every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And your kid has a face like a walnut from the ice cream, from the ice cream, from the ice cream. But there's lint in the pocket and a breath mint. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Every day in the morning. Get up and you crawl out of bed.
This is the Son of Dave's Record Collection. Wishing you a happy Father's Day on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
He'll find his way, but you know what they say, he's getting on. Can't stay past noon, he'll check out soon, he won't be long. He moves slow, he don't care, he says time's slow too. They get you there, there's what we'll call it, when we won't recall just what we're headed for. Days don't fade, they just come crashing down. It's the thoughts that fade, they they don't make a sound. It's the lonesome, not the quiet. It leads us to deny till we're down. Before you go, how about you let me know what's going on? Can we just see what's become of me before you're gone? I ain't lost no more, but I'm still not found. Still afraid I found a way to let you down. Still wondering what I'm missing. Always listening, I'm always hanging on. Small time left to make that small talk right. And it takes so long to say more than goodnight. Last lines are the toughest. Last one out, please shut out the light. Thanks a lot. I'll take it for the day. It'll always be that way. It's what we got. Can't fix it now, but maybe it was never broken. And if it was, the fixes would be nothing but the tokens for what we thought for years. The silent fears, they were never ever spoken. But I took all you gave or ever wanted to. Ain't I done good? I needed that from you. And all I got to say is, by the way, you done good too.
I miss my old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me. With his corny jokes and his cheap cigars, he could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load full of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. And not long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up and he'd start to shout, and I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. And now the old man's gone, and I give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight, and his heart only made it to 58. For the first time since he died, late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. The knife was made for darker things. You could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word. There it slept, and there it stayed for 20-some-odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40, and I
couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Well, I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea, poured them off the stern, and then through the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer, and I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Dave Senior, and I'm listening to WMUC FM.
He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean, and at first he thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But when look in his eyes, and you know you was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack. Folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. All nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself. If ever I could have thought that man in black was soft or had any ill up his back, I gave that notion up the day that a lumberjack came in, and it wasn't to pray. He kicked open the meeting house door, and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. And he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and my way of thinking it took a real fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. And he stood like a rock, man among men, and he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, do you got to walk that lonesome valley? You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. It's been many years since we had a part.
I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yeah, and I don't regret it. Hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, 'cause I want you to understand that the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. And I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself. And I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself.
Happy Father's Day on Dave's Record Collection, WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Songs about dads today. Stay tuned.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child, out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path, with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees, and there in the night my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. Will never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did ride from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore. My father's house shines hard and bright. It stands like a beacon calling me in the night, calling and calling so cold and shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned. He sang a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. I was born and raised in my father's house, can catching rain in the kitchen. He said a good song never comes to those who chase, it comes to those who listen. So I'd listen to him. Waking up in the middle of the night, I know he thought we were sleeping. And with an old melody and a guitar in hand, somewhere between dreaming and weeping, sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. I grew up quick in my father's house. Mama, she gave him no daughters. Just look in the eye of a woman in need to be free of a love grown harder. So she hit the road in a Galaxy Ford, the one that my daddy had bought her. And she crossed the tracks and she never looked back. She was humming a song he had taught her. Sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. There was this big black trunk in my father's house where he kept the ledgers he'd write in. So I broke into it before I moved out to see if I could find out more about him. And there were letters written, never sent to my mom, but it's a wonder it never killed him. And there was lines and songs and poetry, damn near as good as Hank Williams. Sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me.
As I look back on some bitter years, some things don't mean a thing. Like chasing women, writing songs, riding trucks and old freight trains. When I reach back for happy thoughts of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. I'd filled his heart with happiness the way that he fills mine, but you just can't make up 10 lost years in just 3 hours' time. Reflections called for happy thoughts, and when it does, well, I've got one. One thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son.
The highway, and I kept to myself. just a looking and a hoping to find some solutions, some answers, and some way to exist with this stuff in the back of my mind. So I took me a job, and I took me a wife, and I took to a bottle of wine. And it did not take long till all I had left was this stuff in the back of my mind. Came up till I got to the end of the line, and I saw that the light I've been hoping to see was just a spark in the back of my mind. And the cold wind that blew through the hole in my heart made a fire for the very first time from some branches of trust and a kindling of faith. And that spark in the back of my mind.
Better learn it young, 'cause someday it never comes. This is TJ, the tallest son of Dave's record collection.